Welcome to Talks from the Bible. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:1-3. Nicodemus would be the one who, along with Joseph of Arimathea, would come and take the body of Jesus from the cross for burial. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. John 19:39-42. This man, Nicodemus, had also stood in defense of Jesus when the Pharisees desired that he be taken. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? John 7:50-51. In each of these three Bible accounts of Nicodemus, it is pointed out by John that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Why did he come in the night? The Bible account does not give us a reason. Whether we choose to come in the night or day is not that important. What is important is that we come to Jesus. Nicodemus believed what his fellow Jews did not believe, and that was that Jesus was from God. Jesus had enraged the religious establishment of the Jews in his claim, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. John 7:28-29. Nicodemus believed that Jesus was of God and stood firmly in that conviction. The thinking of others did not influence the belief of Nicodemus. Nicodemus did not stand with the majority in error, but chose to stand with Christ. Jesus taught that straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:14. Nicodemus chose to be among the few. Let conviction rule your heart, not the multitude. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.